T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
This is the station Wichita turns to first for live team coverage of breaking news. KNSS, Wichita's number one news, talk, and weather station. Depend on it.
Good morning, 7 o'clock. This is the KNSS Morning News with Steve and Ted. I'm Steve McIntosh. Heavy rains bring flooding across south-central Kansas. We've got the story.
Wichita police are looking for a bank robber. I'm Ted Woodward. Those details are just ahead.
The Kansas Senate recommends confirming a Medicaid inspector general. I'm Dan O'Neill.
I'm KNSS meteorologist Ann Holliday. Much cooler air has moved in behind a strong cold front, and finally we're seeing this stretch of rain end, at least for a while. Our complete forecast and when it rains again coming up.
For now, the rain has ended, but the threat of flooding remains across south-central Kansas. Many rivers, creeks, and streams have overflowed their banks and are now covering fields and roadways. In Harvey County, some residents in Sedgwick have been filling sandbags, and officials are monitoring the situation in case evacuations become necessary. Harvey County Emergency Management Director Gary Denny tells KSN News, they have issued a local disaster declaration, making it easier for them to get help if needed.
We're in a planning process right now. What we're trying to do is take the data that we currently have, anticipate based on historical archive data what's going to transpire in the next few days.
In Reno County, officials have also issued a local disaster declaration because of flooding. Sergeant David Radke with the Reno County Sheriff's Office says 30 roads have been closed there due to high water.
Whether there's rushing water going across, you don't know what's underneath it, whether the road's been damaged. It doesn't take much to float your vehicle.
Officials expect that the worst flooding is yet to come as creeks and rivers continue to rise, causing problems for residents and well into next week.
Residents in West Wichita have been experiencing high water from the Cowskin Creek. As of last evening, the water level at 19.5 feet. That's more than a foot above flood stage. Wichita firefighters have been monitoring the area, checking on the flooding. The worst flooding in that area took place in 1998, prompting the city to spend $12 million on improving the drainage. Water now drains into the Cowskin and the Calfskin Creek.
Wichita police are investigating a bank robbery Tuesday afternoon at Conway Bank in the 100 block of East Kellogg. Police say the suspect gave the teller a note demanding money. No weapon was seen or used during the robbery. Suspect described as a white man between the ages of 40 and 50, 6 feet tall, approximately 200 pounds. He was wearing a dark blue T-shirt, light-colored blue jeans, white and blue-colored high tops, and a baseball cap, and photos available on our webpage, knssradio.com.
A Kansas legislative committee recommended that the full Senate confirm a new inspector general for the state's Medicaid program.
Should Sarah Furtick be confirmed, it would end 4 years without independent oversight of the state's $3 billion program, which serves 400,000 people. Attorney General Derek Schmidt nominated Furtick in January after the 2017 legislature moved the inspector general's position from the Kansas Department of Health and Environment to the Attorney General's office. The Senate committee's vote on Tuesday allows Furtick to begin working pending a final vote by the Senate in 2019. Dan O'Neill, KNSS News.
The announcement of Nikki Haley's resignation as U.S. Ambassador to the United Nations caught many lawmakers from both parties off guard.
South Dakota Republican Senator John Thune told Fox's America's Newsroom, Ambassador Haley has been a strong voice at the U.N.
I think that when she got there, I think people understood there was a new sheriff in town when it comes to how she handled herself at the U.N. and with respect to the U.S.'s commitments to the U.N., whether it's dollar-wise. And I think she just took a tough posture on a lot of important issues.
California Congressman Brad Sherman, a senior Democrat on the Foreign Affairs Committee, praised Haley's tenure at the U.N.
She was an effective diplomat. She'll be missed. I don't think the president will find anybody better to fill the spot.
On Capitol Hill, Mike Emanuel, Fox News.
KNSS News Time now, 7:04, 4 minutes past 7 o'clock.
We are down to the final four in Major League Baseball's playoffs and a little bit of a change in the schedule for the Kansas City Chiefs. We'll tell you what that is coming up in sports.
Imagine getting tossed into jail just for trick-or-treating this Halloween. That story just ahead on the KNSS Morning News with Steve and Ted. The KNSS Morning News with Steve and Ted, now 7:07, 7 minutes past 7 o'clock. Yesterday, a proposal before the Wichita City Council called for the city to donate $25,000 to the USS Wichita Commissioning Committee. The USS Wichita is a new United States Navy Freedom-class ship, which is expected to be commissioned into service in January. One local resident, Andrew Stockman, said he couldn't believe the city can't afford to keep some swimming pools open, but would spend money on this.
We're going to contribute to the warmongering around the world from our city tax dollars now, not just our federal tax dollars. I find this inappropriate and disgusting.
Mayor Jeff Longwell disagreed with the speaker.
I think adopting this ship and carrying the USS Wichita, I think most Wichitans would be proud to have a ship, and we will adopt the crew, and once we adopt the crew, they are our family forever.
City Council approved the donation by a unanimous vote.
A pro-life demonstration turned violent in Canada.
He harassed her, scribbled with marker on her signs and clothing, and then Jordan Hunt landed a roundhouse kick.
Phone.
And landed it right to the shoulder of a pro-life demonstrator in Toronto. He then tore a ribbon from her chest. The 26-year-old antagonist turned himself into police over the weekend, charged with 8 counts of assault, 7 counts of mischief. Police also charging him with a second incident from August. In that assault, a young man fitting his description slammed the pro-life advocate into a pole before fleeing on a bicycle. The owner of the hair salon where he worked fired him immediately upon seeing video of the assault. Kevin Battle, Fox News.
Imagine getting tossed into jail just for trick-or-treating this Halloween.
What?
Well, if you live in Virginia, it could actually happen.
In Chesapeake, Virginia, trick-or-treating is for children, meaning if you're 13 years of age or older and you're going door-to-door dressed as a ghost or a goblin, you could be taken to jail this Halloween. A city ordinance says anyone over the age of 12 who engages in trick-or-treating is guilty of a misdemeanor and could be fined up to $100 and sent to jail for as long as 6 months. They have similar laws in Hampton, Newport News, and Norfolk, Virginia. Gary Baumgarten, Fox News.
KNSS News Time, 7:10, 10 minutes past 7 o'clock. So in Virginia, Ted, you'd have to stay home.
Yeah, that must be a problem in Virginia.
All right, Ted, take it away, bud.
The traffic is starting to back up a little bit in the road construction eastbound Kellogg right around I-235, so watch for the slowdown there. Traffic update on KNSS is brought to you by Joe DeBrava and Carl's Goodyear Tire, located downtown and Market and Waterman, and online at carlstire.com, your home for complete car care.
Plenty of water in that KSN Storm Tracker 3 forecast with Kansas Today meteorologist Ron L. Williams. Good morning, Ron L.
Hey, good morning, Steve. I thought you were about to say plenty of water in the rain gauge, and I was about to say, yeah, but we had to dump it out a few times
and
let it refill.
Probably your cup runneth over there on that. And
yeah, really, but as long as the rain has stopped, I think a lot of us will be able to enjoy those dry conditions, but we still got to watch out for those flooded roadways. A lot of roads that have been closed off, they're more than likely still closed off because that water still needs somewhere to go, and all the rain that we've had, I think it's going to take at least another day or so before we really start to see things recede and improve. So it's going to take some time.
But we are looking for some more fall-like temperatures on the way, right?
You know what? I'm sure you noticed that as soon as you took that first step out the door.
Right.
I didn't forget my jacket today. I hope you didn't either. But I know you said sometimes you kind of like this fall weather and you don't need the long sleeves.
Yeah.
But I think a lot of us will maybe want to grab those long sleeves before we head out this morning. Starting off in the 40s, high of 59 today. Mostly cloudy to start, but then turning partly cloudy by the time we get into the afternoon. Either way, I just took a step outside. There's some good breaks in the cloud. So by the time the sun comes up, we should be able to get at least some sunshine out there. And then as we continue to go through the day, a little bit of a breeze out of the northwest at 10 to 20, making things feel pretty chilly out there, despite just being shy of 60. Mostly clear to a partly cloudy sky tonight. Area temperatures dipping down into the 30s. So now that cold front that was really taking its time rolling through Kansas yesterday has moved through, some colder air definitely seeping into the middle of the country. Winds are going to be light too, allowing those temperatures to really fall quite a bit. And then tomorrow, highs in the middle to upper 50s once again, mostly to a partly cloudy sky. With a northeast wind at 5 to 15, still looks pretty dry too. Right now, that mostly cloudy sky, keeping temperatures hovering right around the middle 40s. We're right at 45 degrees currently. A northwest wind at 18, gusting up to 24 though, so wouldn't be surprised if we saw the occasional gust all the way into the afternoon. Visibility at 10 miles though, just fine. Wind chill, been a while since we've mentioned that, of 37. So definitely feeling like fall out there, actually feeling winter-like in parts of western Kansas where our actual temperatures around the 30s.
I'll bet you we're going to see some leaves changing color soon, too.
That's bound to happen, and it's just going to be a gradual process starting in western Kansas first and then making its way into central Kansas over the next couple of weeks.
Thank you, Ron L., the KSN Storm Tracker 3 forecast with Kansas Today meteorologist Ron L. Williams. 7:13 now, Stephen Ted, and it was a rainy day across central Kansas Tuesday, but the high temperature yesterday in Wichita was 72 degrees. Normal high, 72. This is October 10th. On this date in 1973, north central Oklahoma was inundated by 15 to 20 inches of rain in 13 hours. Enid got more than 15 and a half inches from a nearly stationary thunderstorm, which established a 24-hour state rainfall record. In Dover, Oklahoma, 125 out of 150 homes were damaged by flooding. That was quite a...
That's bad.
We've had that happen a couple of times around here in my memory in the past few years, Ted, where a big old storm will just kind of sit there.
It doesn't move.
And not move. And
it just rains and rains and rains all in the same place.
Yeah, pulling up moisture from somewhere and just continuing to rain. But it's been a while since we had something like that. The October 30th, in 1998, when the storm started and the rain started here in south central Kansas, and of course we had the flooding as we've been reporting on Cowskin Creek, that Halloween flood of 1998 was a bad one.
And that was bad.
I was out on the west side and got that corrected.
Just rained for 2.5 days straight. It wasn't a gentle rain either, as I remember. It just seemed like it absolutely poured.
Yeah, it just rained and rained and rained some more. Yeah, and I was just talking, if you heard us talking about with Ron Allen a minute ago at KSN, and yeah, I've been looking forward to the leaves changing color in the Riverside area where I live. And by the way, Riverside, I think Riverside is one of the reasons that they, in the 50s, decided they better do something about the convergence of the Little and Big Arkansas River here in Wichita and the flooding that happened every year. I am told that it did just about every spring in the Riverside area where I live, the men were sandbagging. It was just, for a while there, they had some really bad years where where I live in my house right now, it would be, probably the basement would be completely flooded in the old days before they built the Wichita Valley Center floodway.
Yep.
And Shelly could remember, my wife, remember, this had to be early, mid-50s as they were building the floodway. She remembers her dad going with the men in Riverside, all of them going over to fill sandbags.
Yep. Something you did all the time.
Try to keep the water out of the homes there in Riverside. All right.
The leaves aren't changing yet?
I have seen a couple, but I think with the sun coming out today here and the cooler temperatures, it's going to rapidly see a change as far as I can tell. That's what happens every year about this time, Ted. A Missouri man, I got to share this story because there are people who are just, I guess, not too bright, but we featured them on the news now and then. A Missouri man charged with a felony after he allegedly filmed himself removing an ankle monitor and then posted the video on Facebook. 33-year-old Dustin Burns of Springfield charged last week with tampering with electronic monitoring equipment. The video shows someone using a butcher knife and a screwdriver to remove an ankle monitor. The man advises viewers to remove the ankle monitor without damaging it to avoid hefty fines.
Sounds dangerous. Right away.
Court records show warrants were issued this summer after several probation violations were filed against Burns.
Yeah, I think this guy's got some issues.
Yeah. He has been in the Greene County Jail since August 28th. So, yeah. Huh. Some things you just don't want to put on Facebook. I mean, put the videos of the cute puppies and all the other. But when you're breaking the law, it's probably a good idea.
It doesn't matter. People put everything on Facebook. It doesn't matter.
Doesn't matter. Well, it did to this guy because he's going back to jail.
He couldn't figure that out.
Couldn't quite figure it out. Couldn't connect the dots, as it were. All right, he's coming up on 7:18.
But he's pretty handy with a butcher knife and a screwdriver, apparently.
7:18 now, Steve and Ted. Sports time with Ted Woodward. We got we're talking about football and baseball, right, Ted?
Yeah, a little baseball last night. The final game of the round of the playoffs. The Red Sox and the Yankees going at it. Yankees had to win to keep their season alive last night. But the night before, of course, Boston pounded out 16 runs. And last night, the Red Sox had to rely a little more on pitching to get by. And it sure helps when you have all-star Chris Sale, an all-star starter, available for bullpen work last night. That's exactly what the Red Sox used him for last night. Some key late inning work for Chris Sale. You heard the game last night on KFH.
Sale ready and fires. Check swing, called strike three. Chris Sale comes in and mows them down. 1-2-3 go the New York Yankees, and New York, the Yanks, down to their final three outs.
Yanks would rally for two in the bottom of the ninth, but it wasn't enough. They fell a run short. Red Sox win it 4-3. Red Sox win that series 3-1. It'll be the Red Sox and the Astros playing for the American League pennant. High school volleyball last night. Bishop Carroll with a sweep over Capon and West. Carroll volleyball team is now 28-1 on the season. They're unbeaten in the City League.
Wow.
A couple of NFL notes for you. A few NFL notes. Let's start out with the Kansas City Chiefs on the injury front. Chiefs have put a couple of guys on injured reserve, including offensive right guard Laurent Duvernay-Tardif, the Canadian doctor, and the rookie safety Armani Watts, both injured, both hurt in that game Sunday in that win over the Jaguars. The Canadian doctor broke his left fibula late in that game.
Oh, my goodness.
They are expecting him to be healed up and available later this season at some point.
Really?
And Armani Watts injured his groin. A couple of key members of the Chiefs are on injured reserve now. Speaking of the Chiefs, we know they have a big game coming up on Sunday night at the New England Patriots, prime time on Sunday. And that will be the first of back-to-back Sunday night primetime appearances for the Chiefs. The NFL has moved the Chiefs-Bengals game on October 21st from an afternoon game at Arrowhead to, the primetime Sunday slot. It was going to be the Rams and the 49ers, but the NFL kind of figures that's not
going to be a very good game.
Well, the Rams are great, but I don't think they're expecting the 49ers to put up much of a fight.
Yeah,
so
lopsided.
I think they're looking at a much more intriguing matchup. The 5-0 Chiefs and the 4-1 Bengals would match up much better on the 21st, so that's what they're doing. So the Chiefs get the primetime Sunday spot for the next two Sundays in a row, this Sunday at the Patriots and then a week later hosting the Bengals. So look for the Chiefs on Sunday nights the next couple of weeks. Speaking of the Chiefs, also another former Chief has found a home. The Jacksonville Jaguars have signed former Chiefs running back, 31-year-old Jamal Charles, to a one-year contract as the Jaguars are badly injured at running back and they need somebody.
Well, Jamal, 31, is old.
They're hoping that Jamal still has something left in the tank.
Yeah, he's still in good shape, you know.
Of course.
He's been injured quite a bit.
Yeah, towards the end of his Chiefs run, he was hurt.
Yeah.
He had 9 great years with the Chiefs. He did play a little bit last year for the Denver Broncos in kind of a limited role. And we'll see if he still has something left that he can give to the Jaguars for a one-year contract. And a happy birthday today to former Wichita Wranglers baseball player Ramon Martinez, who is 46 today. A guy that ended up playing 12 years in the major leagues, including he made it to a World Series with the Giants back in 2002. Ramon is kind of emblematic of how the Royals operated back then. Royals had good infield prospect. Ramon Martinez looked like a guy that might be able to help them. The Royals traded Ramon to the San Francisco Giants for pitcher Jamie Brewington, who never, ever pitched one pitch for the Royals.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
And then, but they traded away a guy that ended up to go on to play 12 years in the major leagues.
Well, that's the way it works.
Yeah, I mean, there was a lot of guys like that the Royals kind of whiffed on back in the day before they finally learned to get things right a little bit.
Okay.
Happy birthday to Ramon Martinez. He's 46 today. That's Sports with Steve and Ted.
Hey, it's time for our Prairie Fire coffee break on KNSS. Prairie Fire coffee is the freshest coffee in the Wichita area because Prairie Fire coffee beans are roasted fresh right here in Wichita. And you can get Prairie Fire coffee at your office just like Steve and Ted. by calling 267-3771 or online at prairiefirecoffee.com. Canada is poised to become the second country and by far the largest to legalize the adult use of marijuana. That story just ahead with Steve and Ted. Keep it here for Rush Limbaugh's Morning Update. A high school band performance making national news. Steve and Ted on KNSS.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.